Well, we're continuing to follow the crisis of opioid abuse and overdoses, a crisis that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention report is killing more than 115 people every day. In the recovery community, there's been a raging debate over how to wean drug abusers off opioids. Addiction specialists are crossing a philosophical divide to use pharmaceuticals to do so, and treatment programs based on just abstinence are losing support. Blake Farmer from member station WPLN in Nashville reports.
One side of the debate says freedom from all drugs is the only real recovery. So it's been difficult for them to embrace opioids specifically designed to ward off withdrawal sickness.
Actually, it's my pocket. So this is a generic.
Chris Dummer has a little container on his keyring that holds his daily dose, one small pill that he dissolves under his tongue each morning.
There's a lot of power in that tiny little package, you know.
It's often known better by brand names like Suboxone. Buprenorphine is the generic term, and it's quickly become one of the biggest selling drugs in the U.S. Here in Tennessee, prescriptions have doubled in the last 5 years. For Chris Dummer, the medication has helped him stay sober for 6 years. It's a real success story, and yet he's hesitant to discuss it openly because among the 12-step community, like Narcotics Anonymous, using buprenorphine is still taboo.
I know a lot of people that don't tell anybody that they're taking it for fear of, you know, some kind of retribution or just being looked down upon.
And why is that? I mean, it sounds like even you have been through that.
Well, there are a lot of people that say that you do get high off the drug, and it's just replacing one drug for another.
Chris is right. Taking buprenorphine is replacing one opioid with another. But buprenorphine is much harder to abuse because it's combined with an overdose reversal agent. That means taking a handful of pills won't get you any higher and shouldn't kill you. Still, buprenorphine has a dark side that has kept medical professionals like counselor Michael Reynolds from recommending the treatment.
Well, I guess my biggest fear is the diversion.
Drug dealers are selling buprenorphine on the street. It's counterintuitive, but if addicts can't get their opioid of choice, buprenorphine will at least ease their withdrawal symptoms. Reynolds oversees drug treatment for Centerstone in Tennessee. Until this year, the nonprofit had a hard rule against prescribing patients buprenorphine. But Reynolds says he's had a reluctant conversion as overdose deaths weigh on his conscience.
Well, how many people are we trying to save here? How many people do we let die? Even me, yeah, I'd say I had a change of heart and, you know, kind of come around to that, well, every life's worth saving.
This summer, Centerstone is starting to offer medication-assisted treatment like buprenorphine and another monthly injectable form. Reynolds says that's in part because federal authorities are requiring it to qualify for grants. And Centerstone is not the only institution known for preaching abstinence that's coming around as the opioid epidemic becomes more deadly. So is Nashville-based American Addiction Centers, one of the largest rehab companies in the country. Mark Calarco is the medical director.
We've had this dialogue now going on or within the past 12 months or so, and then we've really ramped it up now where we have active programs at every facility.
Calarco says it's gotten to a point that programs which expect abstinence are viewed as offering substandard care. So the debate is moving from whether to use buprenorphine to how long. And that's a tough question because getting off the drug can be just as hard as kicking pain pills or heroin.
Mary, you want to come back? Can you hang on just a minute?
Yeah.
In a house-turned buprenorphine clinic in Nashville, Dr. Richard Soper invites a patient back for a brief counseling session before writing her monthly prescription. He accepts that this may lead to lifelong dependence for many. But like many buprenorphine believers, he points to other medications for chronic disorders. Yes, it's possible to get off them, but Soper says physicians would never insist.
We don't do that for high blood pressure. We don't do that for asthma. We don't do that for diabetes. We don't do that for any chronic medical disorder.
Can you imagine not taking it at some point?
No. I don't even pretend to. I'm so over that.
Mary Gillum is one of Soper's patients. She's a former nurse, a mother of two, who got hooked on Lortab after a running injury and eventually wound up shooting heroin.
I've been through so many treatment centers, and it's such a, it's just, I hate to use the word joke, but it's futile. As far as I can tell, you have to replace that medicine with this medicine, period. I don't know any other way around it.
Gillum says for her, the choice is clear. Either die someday from a heroin overdose or take a pill for life. For Here and Now, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
And again, the CDC says 115 people a day, are dying from opioid abuse. Your thoughts on the debate over intervention are welcome at hereandnow.org.